As we look at another headline saying we're going to be spending £80 billion on HS2, I think it's always worth considering the fact that HS2 is based on one incredibly bad piece of logic. The logic is that we need better capacity and faster trains so as to enable more business people to travel so that it's better for the economy of the country. The problem is, actually, what we need is business people travelling less so as to enable us to have more capacity for everyone else. Because deep down, does anyone really believe that there's anyone who wants to get to a breakfast meeting in Manchester or to present a PowerPoint presentation in Leeds 20 minutes or half an hour faster than they can now? All of those are the things which can be done through telepresence. All of those are the things which ultra-fast and ultra-high-band broadband or mobile broadband can provide. It's the business people and the commuters who are the people we would like to stay at home. Those are the people who would like to stay with their families, who would like to spend more time in their towns and cities, and who don't want to travel. And yet HS2 is predicated on building more capacity for them to go to the things they don't want to do. What we need is actually to enable those people to be able to live and stay at their own homes and have good connections, and then free up our existing infrastructure so that everyone else can do and go and do the things for fun, to be able to travel to see family and friends affordably, to be able to go and visit their relatives, enabling people to go and see people they haven't seen for years. Those are the people we should be actually enabling the infrastructure for, not businesses.